11:54. It's Norm and Donovan. Thank you so much for listening to the show today. We will be back Monday with our fight of the day, which Mike is once again.
Oh, there we go. We're going to do the Jerry the King Lawler versus Andy Kaufman sort of real fight, fake fight. Who knows for sure? Who knows?
For sure.
I'll email you what you guys need. It's a fun one, though.
Thank you. Appreciate it. And right now, let's see if we can connect with Dan and Jake. Hello, hello. Do you read me?
Our two shows are docking.
Indeed.
Yes, we are.
Norm, you agree?
I agree. We're docking.
Wow.
That
a
was
too excited.
Yeah, he said that with his chest.
So can we change this stationwide to...
Yes.
Every Mix and Mingle is now the doc because we join shows together.
Brilliant.
And just hands off to the other.
But it's like okay. It's like a finger trap, though, right? Where the only way to get out of the mix is to push them closer together.
Indeed. We're doing that. Never say mix again. Crosstalk, never say it.
Is now the doc.
Just keep saying doc. It.
Docking brought to you by...
Yeah.
Oh, no.
You know what I remember about that fight and really all of those old wrestling matches is how into it old women were.
Yeah, the
like
crowd shots.
Tons of grandmas in the crowd just...
And they're
pissed. Get him.
I know.
They're not even
throwing
happy.
Up the middle finger. Right. They are so into everything, and they're willing to get in the ring and throw punches themselves.
Like the heel of 1975 is going directly to the 70-year-old woman. And he is getting over.
Dan, I texted you yesterday because I wanted you to join us early on in the show, and I totally forgot to mention it to you again.
I was upset you didn't call me. I was waiting.
Yeah, you did inspire me, though, because I heard you guys talking about how you are cutting your mustache or whatever because you're self-quarantined. No one will see you. Who cares?
Try something different.
For the first time in 30 years, I have no facial hair. I cut my beard and my mustache off last night. I tweeted out a picture if
That's
you want to go to...
That's a smooth ride, baby.
At Great Donovan and check it out. But I thought of
Norm.
You when I was doing it.
Let's do it. Norm, you're not going to see anyone for at least a couple weeks.
I pledge to do it with Donovan.
Shave your mustache just to see
we
and
need
then
one
let
more.
It grow back in.
I'm a little scared to see what's left, tell you the truth.
Let's live a little, man. This is the excitement we can get during this time of non-docking.
I don't know. I kind of feel like
don't you
thinking
want
my whole
to shave
family
his-
might be on the verge of death does feel like living if I were to sum it up for you. But
yeah, but Norm that. With no stash.
This is Norm. Norm has had that mustache, didn't you say, since like 1970?
Yeah. Yep.
Dude, he's had a mustache shaved. For 50 years.
Do it for DFW.
And Norm, think about how many people you can feed with all the food that's in that mustache once you shave it off.
Drop off at Austin Street.
No, then you don't. You donate that mustache to like a cancer victim who has lost their mustache because of chemo.
And they're like, nah, I'm good.
That's a Hall of Fame mustache, dude.
You're just trying to pick through and find the good hair. So then let me see.
Do you understand what that mustache
okay, that
has
right
been
there.
Through? I didn't say shave
well,
your nose hair or anything.
They can display it at the Texas Radio Hall of Fame.
Just right next to a microphone and headphones and Norm's mustache right there.
Norm, I will donate $100 to a charity of your choice if you shave your mustache.
I'm in for $100.
Wow.
We've now got $200.
We don't have to pay Jerry more.
I'll do the same thing, yes.
Yeah, this is money we were going to pay Jerry to play in the April Fool's Open.
Right. Well, it's the docking slush fund.
Well, let's get these donations up because the people at several charities are in distinct need these days.
That's right.
You have $300
so
right here
make
ready
it
to
310.
Go for that mustache.
So this negotiation is on the board.
So Roy just upped the ante with a crisp Diaz.
And you never have to go in public with this thing. You'll have a mustache again by the time you're back in public. This is a great idea by me. Admit it.
I think it's a great idea by you, Dan. I admit it.
All right.
In the great quote, to quote the great Groobs, exactly. I mean,
we're getting so
no,
much
I
here.
Think
on
this needs to
what,
get
a, what a Friday!
Yeah.
This is
going
to come down to the veto pin of Mary, isn't it?
This is one of the best dockings we've ever had.
Satisfying.
Yeah.
So everyone's ready to take a nap after this docking.
We can't. Mm-hmm. We
a
can't
little
trust,
uncomfortable at first.
Right. Yeah. We can't trust Donovan now, though, right? Isn't that what your uncle said?
What's
well,
your,
no
what's
one's going to see me. So
what did Uncle
I
Perry can, once say?
You can't trust a black man without a mustache or a white man with one. But there are certain exceptions.
That might be the most untrustworthy show on the ticket right now, then.
I know. Yes. I know. Couple of shysters.
By the time I go out in public, I will have a mustache and a beard because it grows back quickly. But Norm, I think you're the same way, and we need a picture with mustacheless Norm.
What if I just taped over it?
I don't think you're really getting in the spirit of this thing, Norm.
Then someone goes hungry.
Yep.
Yeah, it seems like Norm doesn't want to help charity at all. Yeah.
Do you guys remember... Well, back
Schindler
the...
would have shaved his mustache.
Oh, whoa.
Oh, dear.
Jeez.
What?
To
what?
Feed one more person. That's the point here now, right?
Or more than one.
I had a point to make, but I feel like we should end on...
This docking has reached its completion.
From the TXU Energy...